For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Last night, the Columbia City Council considered several measures pertaining to sidewalk construction. Bram Sable-Smith from KBIA's Civics Desk reports there may be changes on the horizon for the city's sidewalk regulations.
At about 3 hours, it was a relatively short meeting, and of the 7 proposals the council considered outside the consent agenda, 3 pertained to sidewalk construction, bringing to light conflicting views of the city's sidewalk policy depending on how it was applied. First, there was Mayor Bob McDavid expressing his support for building a sidewalk on Bernadette Drive.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed that we have city-owned property in a residential neighborhood that we haven't put a sidewalk in front of.
That measure passed unanimously. But minutes later, the council voted 5-2 to grant a variance to a regulation that would have required a sidewalk be included in the construction of a new home in the Old Southwest neighborhood. Here's 3rd Ward Councilmember Carl Scala.
I'm sympathetic to the plight of suggesting that there's a sidewalk to nowhere.
And the 3rd bill repealed an ordinance that had erroneously contained easements for sidewalk improvements due to a clerical error. City Manager Mike Mathis says the need for the city to address its sidewalk policy is due in part to the growing demand for sidewalks.
But we have this thing where we didn't build them when we built the houses, so now who's going to pay for it?
Mathis says city staff will prepare a report for potential models for the council to review after the December holidays. Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News.
Governor Jay Nixon has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard to help respond to possible protests in Ferguson. The executive order issued Monday also officially placed the Unified Command in charge of policing the protests. It's made up of St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson, County Chief John Belmar, and State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson. Nixon stumbled during a conference call with reporters when asked if that meant the law enforcement response was ultimately his responsibility.
I don't, you know, I'm more, I just will have to say I don't spend a tremendous amount of time personalizing this vis-a-vis me. I'm trying to make sure that that we move forward in a predictable, peaceful manner.
The governor was very clear, however, that the Ferguson Police Department will not be in charge of policing any of the protests. It was an officer with that department who shot and killed Michael Brown in August. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus is calling on Ferguson to drop charges against nonviolent protesters who were arrested during protests against the fatal shooting of Mike Brown earlier this year. Chairman Brandon Ellington of Kansas City said Ferguson officials should implement a restorative justice program instead.
They can totally eradicate people's charges. They can create a community service pilot program in which they can allow people to do community service as opposed to paying the municipal fines. And that's why we left it open, because that's something we actually want to work with the mayor and the prosecutor on.
The amnesty would not include those who committed acts of violence. Ellington says the nonviolent protesters were denied their constitutional rights to free speech and to assemble peacefully. The Columbia Housing Authority now has the official support of the Columbia City Council regarding its affordable housing initiative. The Housing Authority is trying to secure a 9% low-income housing tax credit to renovate its aging public housing. CEO of the Columbia Housing Authority, Phil Steinhaus, said strong advocacy is needed from the City of Columbia.
The Missouri Housing Development Commission really looks at community support for these types of projects. And so when the Columbia City Council says that it ought to be a priority to renovate public housing, then they'll listen.
The Missouri Housing Development allocates this low-income tax credit annually. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.